It is the Friday Show. Neil Atkinson with Steve Graves, Rebecca Knight, Leanne Prescott, and Mike Kearney, Sarah Halpin, and Andy Middleton will be joining us remotely. But then everyone's remotely. You know, it's all remotely anyway, so it always feels a little bit odd to say that now. What would actually be the purpose? But we are all in this one together remotely, and we will start off talking about Everton versus West Brom. And before we go any further, Steve, and I think this is an important thing that may well need to be said by somebody soon. Everybody's very into whole new egalitarian Premier League futures. Ultimately, West Brom and Fulham looked absolutely abject last week, like genuinely looked championship quality. It's only one game, but they looked an absolute mile off both of them, and that's backed up by the numbers and by any assessment you want to take.
Yeah, really poor and both ends. I think we'll Leeds rightly got some praise and credit for their performance at Anfield, although kind of at the same time conceded four.
And it could have been six,
but did also show that they can actually score a goal. Whereas I think that looks like it may well elude the other two sides. I mean, we watched the we did hot mic on the Fulham playoff final, and their side has changed so little. I mean, literally is exactly the same apart from I think one addition at the weekend, that you just feel that it's going to be really difficult for them. There's players in there who came down with them and have stayed with them and then come back up with them. And when they went down, they conceded a ridiculous amount of goals. They were just so easy to play against that I just don't see how. I suppose at least for them, you can point to Mitrovic and go, well, literally having your lad who scores lots of goals not available, and hopefully, you know, for them available to start games soon is at least something they can look at and something they can build towards. I think both of them and Leeds as well, I think, are disproportionately going to be hurt by the crowds thing, because I think you go to Craven Cottage, you go to the Hawthorns, you go to Elland Road. They're all different experiences, but they all are the home crowd make themselves known in different ways. But I think that even more so, I think it will take its toll on them as well. So yeah, a pretty bleak picture all around, I suppose, for them. And it's not going to get much easier, I don't think, for West Brom going to Everton.